Nick Nickerson is bending over an 8-inch grinder, polishing a bucket of seashells. In his backyard workshop in Chatham, a cloud of fine white dust hangs in the air.
And wear the mask because this silica dust that the shells create will kill you.
If Nick sounds muffled, it's because he's wearing a painter's mask. He makes frames for mirrors out of the shells he's polishing. He starts with overlapping rows of bright white sea scallop shells. Sometimes he'll mix in other shells for a splash of color, like navy blue mussel shells or bay scallop shells with their tawny stripes. When he's done, the finished mirror looks like a giant flower.
It's not something that's made in China, and you don't. It's a local shell, which I think people really like that. They like that idea. So,
Nick doesn't know how many mirrors he's made over the last few years. They sell for several hundred dollars a piece at local gift shops. He does custom orders, and now his mirrors hang in an art gallery alongside the work of other local artists. But Nick says he's no artist.
That's what to me is very comical. People say, "Oh my God, Nick, that's a beautiful work of art." I just laugh. I guess they consider it art. I don't know. I just consider it kind of relaxing pleasure. You know, it's kind of fun using something that I've thrown away for 50 years.
Maybe he's being a little bashful about considering himself an artist.
Amy Rice owns the Woodruff Art Center in Mashpee, where Nick's work is on display.
But his enthusiasm is fabulous, and I think he's excited about being part of it.
When I started doing the mirrors, a lady looked in the back. I said, "What are you looking at? This is the way they set them up, you know?" And she says, "Oh, it's really nice." But she says, "You don't sign your work." And I says, "Sign my work." So it's, to me, it was kind of humorous. So now I have to sign my work.
The mirrors are absolutely beautiful. Not just the beauty, but the craftsmanship, the quality of the work.
That's Gabrielle Osborne. She works at the Art Center.
You know, sometimes when you think of shell art, it can be a little, I don't know, gimmicky or cheap or, you know, something you'd see on Route 28 in Yarmouth, not something in an art gallery. But this is really gorgeous art. It really is. He really is an artist.
Oh, not. She wanted a biography. I said, "Biography? I don't have any biography." So she says, "Make up whatever you want to make up." So she's going to make up a biography.
This much is true. Nick's been scalloping since he was 10 years old. A few years ago, he got diagnosed with cancer, and he had to stop fishing while he recovered. But he got bored and started fooling around with the seashells. Nick's better now. He's fishing again, but he didn't stop making the mirrors. People want more and more of them.
Large dots on the outside row, and the mediums go in the middle row, and the small ones go in the thing. So it's a pretty simple process, you know. But you try to keep... Just try to keep things uniform. If somebody asks for something specific, then we do it. No, I had one lady wanted this. Instead of this inner row, she wanted it of oyster shells. So I took, and she didn't know, but I took the oysters and I picked out all the same kind and had a purple back to them. To my eye, they were nice, pretty oyster.
Nick insists he's just filling orders. He says making shell mirrors is how he stays busy until he can go fishing again. The choices he makes that some call artistic, that's his fisherman's eye.
You want everything lining up right, and you can see when it comes out. I could see it. You probably wouldn't see it with your eye, but any artist, I guess, knows their work, and you know if there's any imperfections as you're going along, so...
Nick says that attention to detail, his perfectionism, those are the traits that made him seaworthy all these years. Traits he'll need again when he sets his tackle in Pleasant Bay this summer.
So why do you do it?
I'm kind of masochistic, I guess. I like I like to keep busy, which I do. So, I don't know. But I had good response. I don't know. Makes you feel good when somebody looks and says, "Wow, that's nice." So. Just keep making them.
For WCAI's Creative Life, I'm Jackie Mitchell in Chatham.